Steinhoff is at risk of being liquidated. The previous owners of Techie Town have filed an urgent court application to do so, citing Steinhoff's inability to pay its debts. Steinhoff acquired Techie Town in 2016, with the previous owners having given up a 59% stake in the business in exchange for shares in Steinhoff. But the company's value has diminished significantly after its accounting scandal broke back in 2017. We did reach out to Steinhoff, but they've declined to comment just yet. In the meantime, Business Day reporter Warren Thompson broke the story, and he joins us now with more of the detail. Thanks so much, Warren, for your time this evening. So we had the newsroom slightly abuzz yesterday as you worked to break the story, as you caught wind of Techie Town bosses pushing for the liquidation of Steinhoff. How much of a surprise has this really come in at?
I think it's been a substantial surprise. I think on one level it's been very surprising that Steinhoff has been able to go this far without a liquidation order coming from somewhere, given the, you know, the massive indebtedness of the company. So that is a credit to the management team, the fact that they've been able to keep the company going even through a pandemic while being heavily indebted has been surprising. But of course, this certainly throws the cat amongst the pigeons, because now a South African court will have to rule as to whether the liquidation application will succeed. And if it does that, it effectively puts the whole global settlement, it turns it upside down, because it changes the whole process of how creditors will be repaid.
Yeah, I asked the question in that context, of course, Warren, because with that whole global settlement, these guys were really set to walk away with having drawn the short end of the stick, right? So talk us through what's gotten backs up here in terms of what these investors get via that, you know, that settlement process relative to some of the other creditors on the books.
Yes, Alicia. So that's the interesting part, is that the global settlement that Steinhoff have proposed will see that financial creditors, those that lent the business money, will be paid, like banks, for instance, will be paid 100 cents in the rand or the euro. But then you have other classes of what they call claimants that include the likes of Christo Visa, who exchanged Pepkor or vended Pepkor into Steinhoff for shares, as well as the likes of the Techie Town, the former Techie Town owners. So if you look at the settlement, you'll see that some of the claimants seem to get a much bigger claim than others. And that is essentially the root problem with the former Techie Town owners, is that they're saying, we put a business into Steinhoff at 100 cents in the rand, and according to their papers, they will be lucky if they get 5 to 6 cents out of it. At the same time, they're also very concerned that they will not be able to pursue their own claim against Steinhoff, which they launched in May 2018, to get Techie Town back. So these are some of the reasons why you've got this unhappiness with the global settlement. And there's other terms to it that are very concerning for the broader stakeholders. But certainly what we're going to be watching now is who is going to join them. Because there are other people, other claimants that are might be kind of prompted them to think about long and hard whether they're getting a fair deal in this global settlement, and whether perhaps liquidation might be more beneficial for them.
And stakes aside, Warren, you know, something else that's been highlighted is the situation that they find themselves in is because, or not because, of a business that, you know, floundered or hit hard times. It's as a result of real criminal activity here, and with transparency lacking on who's being held accountable, how quickly they can see that accountability surface, the liquidation process possibly a way to legitimize and regulate what then unravels.
Exactly, Alicia. I think you're well versed in the fact that Steinhoff has refused to release the full contents of the PwC report, arguing for various reasons that it was launched with the basis of litigation and therefore should remain confidential. But this has been a real gripe as well, and it's one that's mentioned in the papers by Techie Town, is the fact that we're at this situation. They run the risk of essentially losing their business without any or very little compensation because of a financial crime, a massive fraud that took place at the company. So the irony is that we have Steinhoff deciding how everyone should be settled. Of course, it does need to be sanctioned by a court. Mm-hmm. But the point of the matter is we still don't fully understand the nature of the crime and who was involved because that report has not come out. Now, in a liquidation process, that might be a little bit different because at the request of a liquidator, a court can sanction a 417 inquiry, which may or may not be made public as well, but certainly would take that control away from Steinhoff over what it can disclose about what actually happened.
Yeah. What are the odds at this point, Warren, of this application being successful for liquidation? And it's a key question because it puts other things at risk, right? Things like the planned listing of Pepco, for example.
Yes, I guess that's the multi-billion rand question. I think what I can say, the first thing I think that's going to be argued in court is jurisdiction. Just further to your introduction, Steinhoff have come out today to say that they will vigorously defend the liquidation application. So we expect that the first battle in the courts will be over jurisdiction. You know, how can you liquidate? How can a South African perceived or South African creditor apply for the liquidation of a Dutch domiciled company?
Yeah.
And there it looks like that the former TekkieTown shareholders have a point because there are the Steinhoff has its registered office in South Africa. It's it pays its taxes as a tax domiciled South African company. And certainly many of its directors, including its two executive directors, reside in South Africa. So there's certainly going to be ammunition on both sides for that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get to the point of whether the TekkieTown shareholders, the former owners, have a claim as a creditor to launch that application. So those are some of the early battles I think that we're going to see being fought in the court. And of course, I would be merely guessing to say which side would come out victorious.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there for now, Warren. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Business Day reporter Warren Thompson.